兄姐妹，大家早。
Good morning, brother, sister.
感谢主，我们昨天有一段很美好的时间。
We had a good time yesterday for the music night and talent show.
今天想跟弟兄姐妹一同分享，从瘾中突围。
I'd like to share the message, victory over addiction.
这个瘾这个字啊，常常是被用来描述精神强迫或者是过度的心理依赖。
Addiction means over relying on something.
像说有人是药物瘾，好像是吸毒一样哈，还有酒瘾，还有烟瘾，甚至有电脑网瘾啊，电动玩具啊，或者毒瘾、工作狂瘾、色情狂瘾。
So there are many kinds of addiction, like drug abuse, food.Sexual addiction, computer addiction, and gambling.
这是一种生理，也是一部分，也是心理，或者有时候两种同时，一种的依赖的症状。
It's a physiologic versus psychologic dependence on something.
因为在生理上，那就是我们的身体。
Physiologic means our body.
那心理上的话，是我们的魂。
Psychologically means our spirit and soul.
当人有这个瘾的状况以后呢，他在生活里面，他如果不做这样的事情呢，他的生活好像就缺了一大块，不能很顺畅的过他的日子。
If you're addicted to something, if you lack that thing, then you can't go on living.
那这样的情况有时候会产生自己本身会产生变化，甚至对跟周围的人呢也会产生关系上也会产生变化。
It will change yourself and your relationship with others.
在圣经上呢，也提到这样的事情。
It's mentioned in the Bible as well.
那在哥林多前书里面讲到，凡事我都可以行，但不都有益处。
In 1 Corinthians, everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial.
凡事我都可行的意思，事实上就表示我这个人是自由的。
So it's freedom within us.
也就是我什么事我都可以做，因为我是有自由的人。
Because we have free will.
但是这里却告诉我们说，要注意啊，但不都有益处哦。
But not everything is beneficial.
不一定对你有益处，不一定对别人有益处。
It's not beneficial to you. It may not beneficial to others.
可能不对，对你的家庭，对你的对社会不一定有益处的。
May not be beneficial to your family nor society.
也就是告诉我们说，我们要思想一下，到底我进入这样的状况的时候呢，有没有益处？
We have to think about it, whether that's beneficial to us.
那这样的时候呢，就可以借这样的思想过程中来了解，说我所进入了这个瘾的状态呢，会不会是对的
？Based on that, you can judge whether addiction is good or bad.
接下来又说，凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受它的辖制。
Also, everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything.
也就是说，我所做的这件事情，或者这个瘾的事情呢，我要确定我不会受它的辖制，我不会受它的控制。
You want to think addiction won't master over you.
那一个人如果受到这个瘾的控制了以后呢，他事实上本身就失去了自主权。
If you master by addiction, then you're no longer on your own.
所以借着这一段圣经的话呢，就让我们个人，或者甚至我们去认识的这个周围的人来确定。他是不是已经进到一个瘾的状态，已经是超过了那个界限了
？That's a criteria where they will cross a line into addiction.
如果他所做的这件事情对他自己本人没有益处，然后对家庭也没有益处的话，那要注意的。
If it's not beneficial to yourself or family, then you have to pay attention.
并且这个瘾呢，已经不是已经会这个瘾的事情会本身来控制这个人的时候呢，那这个就是一个危险的信号。
If a person is controlled by the addiction.It's a sign of danger.
那我们刚才讲到这个瘾的这件事情呢，是在心理上跟生理上。
I mentioned earlier psychological versus physiological.
但是我们从圣经的了解里面呢，人不只是只有身体，不只仅仅有魂。
So it's not only body and soul.
还有一个部分叫做灵。
Also spirit.
所以我们看过去很多的这种医治，或者是希望能够从这个瘾当中能够脱离呢，我们一直是停留在这两个阶段，一个是身体或者生理，还有一个就是心理，我们的魂。
So we're talking about how to cure addiction through body and soul.
但是我们很少把它提升到从灵界的角度来思想这件事情。
But we should consider that from a spiritual point of view.
这个瘾要成到最后到我们身上产生影响力，事实上是有一个过程的。
There's a process into addiction.
开始的时候呢，我们对这些事情的尝试呢，并没有警觉。
At the beginning, it may not have any warning sign.
有时候是出于好奇，觉得很舒服、很兴奋、很刺激，甚至很时髦。
Some start with curiosity, excitement, or maybe just follow the trend.
甚至有时候还有点罪恶感。
Sometimes feel a little bit guilty.
那这个罪恶感已经被合理化了以后呢，我就进去。
But you rationalize your guilty feeling, then go on.
所以借着尝试、欣赏、享受。
So you try to enjoy it.
渐渐的，你就被套牢住了。
And gradually you're hooked on the addiction.
所以我们如果从属灵界的角度来思想这件事的话，圣经告诉我们这件事情。
From a spiritual point of view, we should consult the scripture.
因为常常只有停留在生理跟心理的话，可能没有办法完全的涵盖我们真正要面对的问题。
From physiology or psychology cannot explain everything.
圣经告诉我们说，因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那一些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Ephesians chapter 6 verses 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
我们从看一个人，如果他对某件事物呢上了瘾了以后呢？他被这件事情就控制了。
If you're addicted to something, you're controlled by that.
他的心思意念都被这件事情掌握住。
You just focus on it all the time.
那从上帝的角度来讲的话呢，他就很难再能够与上帝能够有亲密的交往。
Then you cannot have a close relationship with God.
他甚至就无心想要寻求上帝。
There's no room for God.
他的那个瘾呢，就成了他的上帝。
Addiction becomes your God.
那这个就要从属灵的角度来看待这件事情的话，或许我们就在里面能够寻到解决的方案。
So you need to solve it through the spiritual point of view.
我要讲一点我自己个人现在瘾的里面的一些经历。
I'd like to share my personal experience with addiction.
我在很小的时候，我看大人在那里抽香烟。
When I was little, I saw adults smoke.
我觉得很时髦。
I thought it's fashionable.
所以呢，我就一直想看看我什么有机会来抽一下香烟。
So I was looking forward to do it.
所以我在小学这个初中二年级，就是今年讲八年级的时候呢，我自己去找了一根香烟，偷偷的在那里抽。
So at eighth grade, I found a cigarette and I smoked.
就抽了以后呢，我就开始会发现会晕
，then I feel dizzy，
而且又开始吐
，and feel nauseated，
所以我才开始了解要做大人呢，还是蛮辛苦的。
So it's tough to be adult，
但是因为在那里偷偷的抽啊，觉得很兴奋
，but I feel excitement，
所以就继续抽下去了。
Because I do it behind others, behind the back, so I continue to smoke。
我就这样从那一天起就初中二年级就开始学抽烟，一直抽到。很长的一段时间。
So it's been a long, long time for me to continue smoking since eighth grade.
那因为是在初中要抽烟都是要偷抽啊，所以我必须要等到全家都睡觉的时候呢，我再跑到外面去抽烟。
Because I have to do it behind everybody's back, so I have to wait until everybody went to bed, then I went out and smoked.
这样的努力想要做大人呢，一直到了大学啊，我每一天呢，我必须要抽一包半的香烟。
So.Through that, into college, I smoke a pack and a half a day.
就是三十根香烟。
So 30 cigarettes altogether a day.
扣掉睡觉的时间的话，你就可以想象，我大概每半个钟头，我一定要抽一根香烟。
So minus the time for sleeping, you can calculate that I smoke probably every cigarette half an hour.
以前我是我抽香烟。
So I think I smoke cigarette.
到了大学的时候，变成香烟开始抽我了。
But in the college, I think the cigarette smoke me.
我本来以为很时髦，现在却是已经再也脱不了手了。
So it started with fashionable, but I could not get rid of it.
我没有，我阴影来的时候呢，我要是没有抽的时候，我的口干舌燥。
So when the addiction came, if I could not do it, I feel thirsty.
并且我会非常的焦虑啊，坐立不安，我没有办法集中精神。
Also anxious and restless, could not concentrate on anything.
在那个时候，我交了女朋友，就是我现在的太太。
So I knew Amy, she was my girlfriend at that time.
很不幸的，也很幸运的，她唯一的一个绝对不接受的条件是她的男朋友不可以喝酒。
Fortunately, unfortunately, her criteria for boyfriend is should not drink.
所以我通过了这个考验。
So I passed the test.
我是抽烟的。
Even though I smoke.
我的父亲知道了我抽烟了以后呢，他就去费心的去找那个肺癌照片的彩色图片呢，给我了一叠。
When my dad knew I smoked, so he found all kinds of lung cancer color photograph to show me.
拿给我以后呢，我就把它贴在我的墙壁上面。
And post it on the wall.
早上醒来的时候，我就边抽边看那个照片。
So when I smoke, I watch those photographs.
我的朋友就问我说：“你为什么不戒烟呢？”
My friend asked, "Why didn't you quit?"
我说：“好好的，为什么要戒呢？”
Well, nothing wrong.
所以这样的继续的下去，我后来毕业了以后呢，我就到军中去服务。
So went on and on. After college, I went to military service.
当开始前三个月的时候呢，是一种叫做密集训练的课程呢，是不可以抽烟的。
So first 3 months during boot camp, you could not smoke.
但是我还是有办法弄到香烟。我躲在蚊帐的里面，在睡觉的时候呢，因为上面的长官在抽烟，所以我就知道他开始抽的时候，我就在下面抽。
Because the officers smoke, so when they start, I smoke in the tent.
所以他不知道说这个烟味是他的还是从我下面来的。
So since I smoke in the mosquito tent, and the officer couldn't know whether it was me or them.
我可以为国家抛头颅洒热血。
I could sacrifice for my country.
我也可以为香烟，躲避这个被惩罚。
So I can sacrifice because of smoking. I can sacrifice also.
我这样的抽烟，到了后来，我下了部队去当这个军官的时候呢，国家呢每个月呢免费的送你几条的香烟。
So in military, actually, government provides cigarettes.
所以是在一个抽香烟最舒服的环境出现在我的面前。
So it's a very easy environment to continue smoke.
但是有一天，我想到一件事情，说我是不是要这样继续下去
？But one day it dawned on me, should I continue?
在那个时候，我还没有真正的信耶稣。
That's before I knew Christ.
但是我只知道耶稣这个名字。
I knew about Jesus.
我曾经在服兵役的时候呢，因为自己有需要，我要找一个对象来祈求。
There was a need to pray or ask.
但是因为我是在军队当中啊，那个时候在军中啊，你要跑到庙里面去。很不容易的。
In military, it's difficult to worship any kind.
而且你如果穿一个军装到庙里面去，人家会觉得很奇怪的。
Especially with uniform, you stood out in a temple or church.
那因为我听过耶稣的名字，他不需要到哪个地方去，他是随地就可以叫他的名字。
Because I knew I can cry out to Jesus anywhere.
所以我曾经有在军中的时候呢，我有跟他求过一件事情。
So in military, I asked him.
结果那件事情竟然应验了。
And he answered my prayer.
所以有了这一次的经验以后呢，我在抽香烟的那个过程中呢，有一天呢，我就想到说，我是不是应该停下来
？So with that, then it dawned on me, maybe I should quit smoking.
所以我就找了那个礼拜没有安排我上课的那个礼拜呢，那一天呢，我就那一天的时间呢，我就做了一个实验。
So I experiment one day without the military training.
那天的早上呢，我就让自己呢穿着这个军装，我就躺在床上。
So that morning, I lied in bed in uniform.
我就预备了一杯很大杯的水。
So I also prepared a big glass of water.
我就躺在那里让自己放松，不要紧张。
So I try to relax.
我知道不久那个烟瘾马上就过来了。
I know the addiction will come sooner or later.
那这个时候呢，就开始要吸引我去抽香烟。
So the drive came.
我虽然我还没有读过什么圣经，但是我知道我曾经有经验过一次，我跟他求，他答应我，所以我就在这样他那个试探阴影开始发动的时候呢，我就开始说：“耶稣，你帮助我。”
So even though I haven't studied Bible since my prayer was answered once before, so I asked Jesus to help me.
我就在房间里面，我大声的在那里呼求。
So in the room, I cry out loud to Jesus.
结果呢，这样呼求了持续了几分钟以后，我就发现那个瘾呢，好像就软下去了，就退了一下子。
So a couple minutes later, the urge seemed diminishing.
但是过了大概不到一分钟，那个瘾又再次来了。
But a minute later, the urge returned.
就好像海浪再一波又上来了。
Just like wave after wave.
那这一波又更比上一波还更强烈。
So each one stronger than the one before.
所以我再一次又叫他的名字。
So I cry out to Jesus again.
虽然我不认识他，我就是叫耶稣，你帮助我。
Even though I didn't recognize him at that time, I just cry out, Jesus, help me.
就这样一次再一次再一次，慢慢的那个瘾回来。吸引我的时间就开始拉开了，五分钟一次了。
So time after time, the urge seemed spread it out more and more.
然后我就继续 大量的喝水。
So I drank a lot of water.
然后我再躺下来。
And remained lying down.
我知道等一下还会再来的。
I knew the urge will come.
我就用这样很简单的重复的方法，我就发现一次一次那个时间慢慢就拉开了。
So simply put, the urge became less and less frequent.
到后来甚至可以半个钟头，可以有一段安静的时间。
So eventually, I can go half hour without the urge.
接下来有更大的试探来了。
However, the bigger tests followed.
因为要吃中饭了。
Because it's lunch time.
所以我就去吃饭了。
So I went for lunch.
我们这些军官吃完饭以后，都会坐在一个这个交易厅里面，大家就在那做什么呢？就在那边抽香烟。
So it's a routine that after lunch, officers socialize and smoke together.
你知道抽烟的人呢，吃完饭以后呢，是最强烈想要抽烟的时间。
The strongest urge usually after having meal.
当我吃完到那个房间一坐下来的时候，我的同事就对我吹了一口气。
So one of my fellow officers smoke to my face.
我知道我不行。
I know I couldn't.
我赶快跑回房间去了。
I couldn't stand it anymore.
我再次躺下来。
So I ran back to my room and lie down.
我又开始呼求他的名。
I cried out to Jesus again.
这样子就这样一天整天的时间，就好像在跟这个烟瘾缠斗一样。
So the whole day I struggled with my urge to smoke.
但是这次的缠斗不是靠我自己的意志能力。
But it's not on my own.
我唯一的意志能力就是呼叫他的名。我放弃的一直叫他的名字。
The only thing on my own is that I cry out to Jesus.
圣经里面讲的话说，凡求告主名的，就必得救。
In Romans chapter 10, verses 13, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
虽然那时候我不完全了解他名整个名字的意义在哪里。
Even at that time, I didn't understand the name of the Jesus.
等到我后来信了主了，读了圣经的时候，我才知道说，原来他的这个名字耶稣呢，就是说。他要将他自己的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来。
So only after I accept Jesus, for I understand the name of the Lord means relieve, redeem us from the sin.
他的名字可能在当时来讲，我的理智上不一定完全懂。
So rationally, I may not totally understand.
但是在灵界是很清楚的。
But spiritually, it's pretty clear.
他的名满有大的能力啊。
So his name has power.
他的名字告诉我说，我是拯救你的救主。
His name saved me.
我为你流出我的血来。
He shed his blood for me.
我的血流出来以后，我为你付上生命的代价。
It cost my life.
并且他的名告诉我，他从死里复活了。
And also he was resurrected from death.
来向我显明说，他可以胜过罪，他也可以胜过死亡。
Reveal us he can conquer sin and death.
等到我后来明白，原来这一些的能力呢，都在他的名字的里面。
So understand the power all through the name of the Lord.
所以呼求他的名的时候呢，那个能力会临到你。
So when you cry out to the Lord, the power will ascend upon you.
就从那一天直到今天。
From that day forward,
我就没有再碰香烟了。
I no longer touch any cigarette.
我自己不敢相信这件事真的是可以成就的。
I can't believe myself I can achieve that.
后来香烟对我已经没有办法有任何的作用。
Cigarette no longer attract me.
所以我赶快把 这些军队每个月发的香烟呢，那就把这些灾难呢就送给别人。
So I gave the rations of cigarette away.
但是有很多人还抢着要。
And there are so many people love to have them.
所以我就香烟就离开了我。
So the cigarette departed from me.
所以我把这个消息就告诉我当时的女朋友。
So I told my girlfriend, my future wife.
她不敢相信。
She wouldn't believe me.
她认识了一个烟跟酒都不碰、再也不碰的人了。
So right now, her boyfriend touched no wine and no cigarettes.
我的瘾的问题不是只有这样而已。
This is just one addiction. I have more.
我们来看第二件。我的经历。
Let's share the second experience.
圣经里面告诉我们爱这件事情。
Bible talk about love.
圣经告诉我们说，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父或者爱神的心就不在他里面了。
First John chapter 2 verses 15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以从属灵的角度来看，我们的爱呢有两类的。
From spiritual point of view, there are two kinds of love.
一个是爱这个世界。
You love the world.
还有一个是爱上帝的心。
And love the God.
那这里告诉我们第十六节说，什么叫做爱世界呢
？What does it mean, love the world?
他说，因为凡世界上的事啊，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是。从世界来的。
According to scripture, for everything in the world, the craving of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does come not from the Father, but from the world.
肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，这一些事情是我们可以做的。
So the lust and the boasting of what we have, we can do it.
我们有自己肉体上面的需要。
So we have our physiological need.
我们也有对眼目所看见的一个欣赏，我们可以的。
So we crave and lust of our eyes.
我们可以对自己有一个合理的自信，也是可以的。
It's okay to be some kind of self-confident.
但是凡事都可行，这些事我们都可以行的。
Everything is permissible.
但是这些事如果做到一个超过了界限呢，变成没有带来真正的益处。
But if you cross a line, then it's not beneficial.
并且这些事情变成返回来来控制我了。
And on top of that, it come and control your life.
我肉体的情欲来控制我。
So the lust control my life.
我的眼目的情欲来控制我。
And my eyes lusting control me.
今生的骄傲来控制我。
And my pride control me.
这个时候我们就是成为一个上瘾的人。
So that's also a form of addiction.
在这里十七节告诉我们说，这样的上瘾呢，这世界和其上的情欲呢，都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
However, the world and its desire pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
所以你爱世界最后的结果呢，一无所有。
So if you love the world, you end up with nothing.
但是爱上帝的心呢，却是永远长存的。
And love of God lives forever.
我在大学的里面呢，继续抽烟啊，但是还有一件事情啊，我也染上了。
In college, besides smoking, I also learned another addiction.
我开始打麻将。
So I learned to play mahjong.
讲得很好听，叫打麻将。
So said you play mahjong.
其实就是赌博。
But it's gambling, a glorified form.
常常去赌的叫做赌徒。
So I became a gambler.
而且我必须要偷偷的去打。
And I do it behind others.
当时的女朋友她根本不知道。
And my girlfriend Amy didn't know that.
掉了一个瘾了，结果还有另外一个更强的瘾出来了。
She didn't know I have another addiction.
那个时候不打麻将好像日子没有办法过，一点都没有味道。
Love doesn't have any meaning without playing mahjong.
那个时候我常常是一缺三。
Sometimes it's only me.I need to look for three others to play.
我常常要去找那三个人。
So I need to look for three to play. It takes four.
整天脑子里面呢都在想那些麻将的事情。
So all you think is about the strategy.
有时候在那里上课的时候，那个牌啊在天上飞。
Even though you're in class, you're thinking about the strategy in mahjong.
所以对我的吸引力是非常的强。
It's so much attraction to me.
凡事我都可行。
So it's all permissible.
但不都有益处。
But they are not beneficial.
而且呢，我受了他的辖制。
So I was controlled by them.
但是这件事情呢，已经延续了很久的时间。
So went on for a long time.
我忍耐着。
So I tried to do it.
因为环境不许可。
because it's not allowed.
我在军中的时候，我在里面不能打麻将。
Army does not allow gambling.
那总想等到休假的时候呢，希望到外面能找到搭子，能够打麻将。
So I'm looking forward to holiday to get away to play.
后来出国留学，因为课业太重了，所以也没办法打麻将。
So when I came to America to study, too busy, so I cannot play.
等到课业上轨道的时候，就开始又找那三个搭档。
But once I learned to study well, then I started looking for opportunity to play.
这个时候我认识了耶稣了，真正的认识他了。
At that time, I really know Jesus.
我跟他之间的关系就经过很多次的互动以后，慢慢慢慢的开始成长了。
I build and grow my relationship with Jesus.
我发现他对我那个爱的吸引力越来越强。
So his love attracts me more and more.
这次我又上瘾了。
However, with the addiction to Mahjong.
但是我上了耶稣的瘾。
But right now, I am addicted to Jesus.
我发现我没有耶稣，没有一天我能够过得下去。
I discovered I could not live without Jesus.
他这样的吸引我以后，这个爱就逐步逐步的成长起来。
And the love grows in me.
麻将在这里呼唤我。
Even mahjong was still attractive.
到后来，我这个学业也是工作已经上轨道的时候，开始有一次出现一个很好的机会，是三缺一，那个一是我。
So once upon a time, there were three already just waiting for me to join them.
来呀，来呀，就缺你一个。
So three of them keep on urging me to join them.
这些都是好朋友。
They are all good friends.
应该是讲不过去，应该可以就进去了。
So it's I shouldn't turn them down.
但是因为这边的吸引力太强了。
But because the attraction of Jesus became so strong.
耶稣吸引我。
I'm attracted to Jesus.
我尝到更好的。
So I knew something better.
我发现这个东西已经没有什么味道了。
So mahjong lost taste.
就在那一刹那间，我才发现说：“哎，奇怪，以前那么喜欢的东西，为什么我现在好像觉得没什么意思
？”All of a sudden, mahjong became meaningless to me.
因为爱可以胜过这个瘾。
Because love overcome addiction.
上帝造这个世界，他的能力那么大。
God has such power created the world.
他可以胜过罪，他可以从死中复活。
He overcomes sin, and he can overcome death.
他的爱的能力有多强？
How powerful is his love?
如果他爱的能力没有办法胜过这世界上的吸引的话，他就不是真正所谓他所宣称的上帝。
If he cannot overcome, then he will not be God.
所以这个爱是需要时间来培养的。
So love takes time to grow.
你越多的被他吸引，那个爱越深的时候，你会发现很多的事情再也没有办法掌握你了。
The more you're attracted to God's love,The less other thing attract you.
所以这个经历以后，我就发现我对世上有很多的事情，过去非常热衷的，像说追求钱财、追求地位、追求名誉，这些事情已经越来越遥远了。
So love of money, reputation, and everything seems meaningless and less to me.
我在这里只是借着我自己的经历，我告诉你一些圣经所讲的原则。
This is my personal experience according to biblical point of view.
我第一个经历，我虽然还不真的是认识他，但是因为他的名字，他是本身自己就具有能力的。
The first time I did not accept Jesus yet, but I knew there was power in His name.
你只要呼求他的名
，so cry out to Him.
他从天降的能力会临到你的。
His power will descend upon you.
这种的情况都是在解决那种紧急状态的。
But that's kind of for emergency.
所以在紧急状态的时候，你呼求他的名，他的能力真的是临到你。
Any kind of emergency, his power will descend upon you.
还有一件事是要为长远来着想的，那就是你必须跟他建立一个很亲密爱的关系。
But for long term, you need to establish a loving relationship with him.
有了这个深厚的爱的关系以后呢，你就发现很多的事情就迎刃而解了。
So lasting love takes care of everything.
可能你也正陷在一些的瘾的当中，你自己脱离不出来。
Maybe you're trapped with many addictions right now.
凡事我都可行。
Everything is permissible.
有的人很喜欢逛街，不逛好像觉得就是不过瘾。
Like shopping.
一有 sale， 要是不买到，好像觉得这个简直是傻瓜才是这样做。
So you're so excited about any kind of sale.
可能这个也就是一个瘾。
This is a form of addiction.
凡事你都可行。
Everything is permissible.
但不一定有益处。
But not beneficial.
而且更危险的是，他可能回来来控制你。
And you may be controlled by your addiction.
所以你可以在很强烈的冲击的时候，你呼求他的名。
So when you encounter that, just call out to Jesus' name.
那平时的时候，你要建立与他爱的关系。
But during daily time, grow his relationship.
我在这里提到说，这是一个属灵界的事情。
This is the spiritual realm.
其实最难的是什么呢？
But the most difficult thing is,
就是你怎么样去告诉这个上瘾的这个人说，你现在已经进入属灵界的征战，你所做的不一定有益处，你所做的是会控制你、辖制你的事情，这是最难的。
Sometimes the most difficult thing to share with the people with addiction is that telling them, let them understand it's a spiritual warfare.
有的时候他会说，别人都这样做，我有什么不可以呢？
So it's no big deal. Everybody is doing it.
所以这个的解释呢，是需要花时间不断的来告诉他。
So it takes time. Sometimes you have to hammer the same point over and over again.
受捆绑的人，他你要知道他是束手无策。
So when they're bound by addiction, they have no recourse.
他的手跟脚完全被捆住的。
So they're bound by the addiction.
你需要去帮助他。
You need to help them.
有时候你必须要站在他的旁边。
Sometimes you need to stay beside them.
那我们讲到说这件事情是一个属灵界的事情的话，还有一件事情是你可以做的。
Even though it belongs to the spiritual realm, but there's one thing you can do.
那就是为他祷告。
Pray for him.
不断地为他祷告。
Incessantly.
因为有时候你不觉得这是灵界的征战，所以你觉得说，如果要祷告，那大概是因为绝症才要祷告。那这种还不到绝症，所以不需要祷告。
Sometimes you thought it's not that urgent. It's not for cancer or anything like that, so may not need the prayer.
如果你家里有这样的人的话，你要在你的家的里面，你要在家里面趁他不在的时候，你要在房子里面站在每一个房间里面为他来祷告。
If you have a family member have that, you should pray in every room in your household.
你要奉耶稣的名赶逐那个黑暗的势力离开。
Pray in the name of Jesus to dry out the dark force.
要求主耶稣的宝血遮盖你的家。
As the blood cover our sin.
你觉得你的信心还不够，你要来参加教会的祷告会。
If you don't think your faith strong enough, come to the prayer meeting in church.
因为上帝听教会的祷告。
It's a corporate prayer. It's important.
我们要先把那个看不见的困难先解决掉。
So you need to take care of the something unseen.
那个看不见灵界的拿掉了以后，其他那个可见的、可说明的就容易进行了。
Because unseen belongs to the spiritual realm. Once you take care of that, what you can see can be solved easily.
所以圣经告诉我们说，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
So according to the book of James, chapter 5, verses 16.Therefore, confess your sin to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
你要把这个正在瘾当中的人呢，真的要把他看成他手脚是完全被捆住，他没有办法逃脱。
So people with addiction bound by that cannot escape.
只有外面的人能够进去拯救他。
So you need outside help to relieve them.
给他有喘息的机会
，so that they can survive.
所以你要用一个很温柔的心陪伴他。
So you need to be tender to be there for them.
太多的责备没有任何益处的。
Blaming has no effect.
因为在他背后那个势力是他没有办法胜过的。
Because he cannot over the spiritual realm.
只有耶稣他能够胜过那个仇敌。
So only Jesus can overcome the dark force.
使那个捆绑的人能够得释放
and release the addiction.
祷告，祷告，再祷告。
Pray, pray, and pray.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
如果你自己有这样的难处，你现在为你祷告；如果你所爱的人有这样的难处，你现在也为他们来祷告，求上帝能力能够临到他们身上。
If you have addiction, pray for yourself.If the people you know have the addiction, pray for them. Ask God to show His power.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father，
我们是你所造的，
We are created by you，
按着你的形象和样式，
According to your image，
你喜悦我们在你面前是一个自由的人，
You gave us free will，
不受捆绑的人，
Bound by nothing，
不受折磨的人，
No struggle。
我们为自己，也为那些我们所纪念的人来祷告。
We pray for ourselves and people around us.
你的名在身上显出能力来。
May your name be the power.
愿你的血来遮盖。
May your blood cover everything.
愿你的能力释放我们。
Let your power release us.
脱离这些的捆绑。
Through the bondage.
我们也为那些我们所关心的人祷告。
We pray the people we care.
他们被捆住，没有自由。
Pray for their bondage.
愿你释放他们。
Release them.
给我们温柔的心。
Give us tender heart.
不要放弃。
Never give up.
陪伴他们走。
Walk with them.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.